Hey, Josh Bell, welcome back to Highway Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Are you still full of hate?
Of course.
Yay!
Josh Bell hates everything!
That's right, including your movie!
Josh Bell hates everything!
Except me!
So that's Josh, I'm Gonzo. I watch the trailer, Josh watches the movie, and he had to watch the new Angry Birds film.
You guys hear that? Like a pee.
Mom, you're still grounded!
I'm an adult! Mom!
Okay, guys. Step one, travel undetected to the island.
All the gadgets you'll see here have been designed with your current mission in mind. The first being Invisispray.
Whoa! How long does the invisibility last for?
Forever.
Wait, what? Tina, we're not going to be able to see each other tonight.
It's the final countdown!
Oh, see, Josh, how can you hate on Angry Birds? They're so cute and adorable.
Yeah,
and
I mean, I guess they are.
Okay, all right, tell us about... So this is Angry Birds 2?
The Angry Birds movie 2, yes. Okay. We had the first Angry Birds movie, I think it was a couple years ago, and it was shockingly popular.
Right.
Considering that, I don't know if anyone even plays these video games anymore. It's based on the cell phone game.
Right.
That did not have a plot, and so they kind of had to invent one for this first one. Why are the birds angry? What are they doing? And it was not good. And I will say that the Angry Birds movie 2 is slightly less annoying than the first Angry Birds movie. I think the people who made this movie realized how ridiculous it is that they are making this movie, and they sort of leaned into that. And so there's a lot of absurd, surreal, nonsensical stuff here. I mean, there's still a story. The Angry Birds and the pigs have to team up to fight off a new threat of things that are being thrown at them. And they learn about teamwork, and it's for kids, obviously. But there are more genuine laughs in this one, I guess, than there were in the first one, given that there were zero in the first one.
Okay, so it's a plus.
I will say that, yeah, if you're a parent and you're stuck taking your kids to this for some reason, you might have a few moments of enjoyment. I can't say it's a good movie, but it was slightly less terrible than I expected.
Kind of a fun cast. There's some people in there, right?
There are some people, yeah. Right. Jason Sudeikis and Josh Gad, Rachel Bloom from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is a new addition. Yeah, they get celebrity voices in this for characters that have like two lines.
Right.
It's just celebrity after celebrity. And at a certain point, it doesn't really make a difference. But sure, they're getting a paycheck, so good for them. Right. I'm happy to see Rachel Bloom continue to make some money now that Crazy Ex-Girlfriend has ended.
Right.
It's not like they're doing their best work, any of these people, in this movie, but they're there.
But it's a cartoon. So,
yes.
Josh Bell, who hates everything, how many stars for the Angry Birds 2?
I can only give it 2 stars out of 5. It's not good. It's only slightly less bad than you would expect.
It's slightly less bad.
Yes.
All right. Sounds great. Josh Bell, who hates everything, how's the podcast?
Podcast is going well. Awesome movie years. Podcast I've got with comedian Jason Harris, and we look back at a different year in movies each season. We're talking about 1994 most recently, and we just talked about Wong Kar-wai's Chungking Express. So slightly different from the Angry Birds movie. But if you're looking for something slightly more sophisticated, go to awesomemovieyear.com or all the podcast places. Check out Awesome Movie Year.
And don't forget to joshbellhateseverything.com, of course.
Of course.
Josh, always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.